broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
And I know I'm very excited about my next couple guests. Matt Herman just sat down, and also Eric Stiegler. Eric?
Hey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Doing great, thanks.
Excellent. So tell me, what are you guys excited about? What have you, the early sessions and in your sessions, tell me what you guys have seen so far that you like.
What we've really enjoyed seeing from a corporate venture perspective has really been the cutting-edge technologies. People focused on patient engagement, people focused on care coordination, and recognizing that there's a large inefficiency in the system and trying to bridge those gaps.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think we're really excited about the number of people who are excited about healthcare IT and trying to solve major problems for large provider organizations like Ascension Health and our other limited partners.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, and you both can answer, certainly answer this, but I'm going to direct this first part towards Eric. What are the challenges and opportunities for payers in health tech innovation?
There are a number of challenges. Mostly it's a fragmented healthcare system with often competing stakeholders. What we like to say is, frankly, from a payer's perspective, our costs are the health system's revenue. So how do you bridge that gap? So there's an opportunity for us to actually be in the center and help facilitate and get the parties talking. The other thing is consumers have generally been unengaged in their healthcare. They can have no practical impact of their choices. You can eat a gallon of Haagen-Dazs and your exercise is walking from the couch to the fridge and your impact is a $35 copay. So how do we get consumers actively engaged in managing their health better? So it's certainly an opportunity for us being in the center of the financial transactions.
And if I failed to mention it at the start, you're the Director of Corporate Development and Innovation and Managing Director Strategic Innovation Portfolio for Independent Blue Cross.
Correct.
And that may be one of the longer titles I'm going to say probably today.
Probably.
But it's a great one.
It's a mouthful. The reality is we just stood up with the leadership of our CEO, Dan Hilfrey, Healthcare Center of Innovation. So the Strategic Innovation Portfolio is our corporate venture arm, and we're looking to actively partner with startups in the early stage companies to bring value to our members.
Excellent. And Matt, I think that your name, your title is a little bit, first of all, it's Matt Herman, Managing Director of Ascension Ventures.
That's good enough.
It's much simpler.
Much simpler. But actually, I have no room to talk. My last company, Greenway, I had a very long title that was a mouthful, so I certainly can't give you any flack for that. Can you, Eric, offer a couple of examples of Independence Blue Cross from your innovation initiatives, just what you guys are working on?
Sure. What I just touched on, where we're actively looking to put money into the startup ecosystem and our Independence Blue Cross Healthcare Center of Innovation. We've also partnered with NYU Langham for predictive analytics pilot in predicting diabetes ahead of time. We also recently stood up a company called Tandyme, which is helping physicians stay independent longer by providing them technology to be more value-based reimbursement and treat their members better.
Excellent. And as my audience can hear, we're actually broadcasting live from the Venture Plus Forum. So we do have a lot of great background noise, but that noise is the actual forum going on. We're broadcasting live in the lobby, so here in the Prairie Room at the McCormick Place Convention Center. So, Eric, thank you very much. And Matt,
pleasure.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm going to come back to you here in a moment, but because certainly some of these questions are going to straddle you both. So there are legal and financial issues that investors and entrepreneurs should focus on. What are some of those? Just to give my audience a good overview.
Yeah, I think you need good counsel first.
Very true. Whether
we come across many angels who have great ideas but don't have the surrounding pieces to help advise them to get to the right place. So pick your partners carefully. Find good financial partners, good human capital partners, and I think you let the experts take over.
Excellent.
Well said. And in general, you have to worry about privacy. You have to worry about HIPAA. There's a myriad regulations out there that you need to be concerned with, and also understanding the competing stakeholder aspect. As I said before, it isn't just a siloed. There's a lot of partners in this, so understanding how to work with each.
Yeah, there was when I actually, after my Greenway days, and we took a company public and we sold it, I got into a little bit just doing angel investing. However, I also realized pretty quickly that I didn't just want to start investing around too fast. There was a lot to learn about being an angel investor. I've invested in a couple of companies, but I also took leadership positions in those companies so I could kind of manage it. And thankfully, before I put money into something that I couldn't manage on a day-to-day basis, I was able to slow myself down. Because we all want to get out there. We all want to play around. There's a lot of opportunity. Health IT is a hot space. It's getting more fun almost every day. But the risks are great. And being an angel investor when you don't have an executive seat at the table is high risk. And so I think your advice is spot on. And thankfully, I kind of put pause button before I got myself into hot water or lost money you don't want to lose, you know?
Yep.
You also have to check your expectations around how quickly you're going to adopt and go to market, particularly when you look at some of the consumer tech companies.
As an angel investor, the words capital efficiency take on new meaning.
Very, very true.
Yes.
Love it. So tell me about the new SEC regulations, the A+. I mean, there's a lot of confusion out there. I know that they were just dropped about 2 weeks ago, not even, maybe 10 days ago. I went out with a private equity and guy a couple days ago, and I think his interpretation is even different than what I was told previously, even by Howard Bird here. So I'd love to get your thoughts real quickly, guys.
Yeah, what I would tell you is I'm not an expert. Howard is. But anything that gives entrepreneurs more venues to raise money is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And that's my sort of macro take. Crowdfunding is step one. We've seen, with Reg D changes, some greater opportunity to allowing folks to go, start the S1 process a little more quietly and do test the water meetings. So this seems like another arrow to help folks raise money, which is good.
Anything you want to add? So I guess to that end, I guess the part that my private equity friend was a little confused about, or his hedge fund guy, but he said that there still is a lot of paperwork that a company has to fill out. We're talking about $50,000 to $100,000 worth of filings that you'd have to pay to raise money. Now, while that's not much money for, someone that's, $10, $20 million a year in a run rate, but for a startup or anybody, less than $1 million a year, that's a lot of money to spend in legal paperwork to raise money. So,
being a public company does require a lot of overhead and is not designed for a startup, in my opinion. We, over the years, have seen companies do reverse mergers to get a public currency, and we tend to recommend that that's not the preferred path for most of our companies. So I think there is probably a small market initially for a business like this, but I honestly don't know the full details.
Yeah, I think that's really what it came down to. I think people expected this reg to really help a lot of the startup companies and really the crowdfunding type companies where you can, put it $1 million to $2 million run rate type of stuff to help them grow and raise capital, but I'm not quite sure that's where it ended up. And that's fine. I mean, I think it's perfectly fine for people. It's a great opportunity or option for companies that are $20 million run rate, $30 million run rate, and they want to raise capital and want to raise $20-30 million. I think they're in a, or whatever their growth strategy is, $50 million company want to raise $20 million. They can certainly do that. And I love both of your perspectives on this, what's the most important thing a health IT entrepreneur should know? Someone who's taken the time to join the Venture Forum today, what would your advice be? Start off with you, Eric.
Two things. First, have a passion for what you're doing and understand what pain you're trying to solve as an entrepreneur. And then, again, if you're coming in it from consumer tech or from the Valley, understand that the pace of adoption in healthcare takes twice as long and twice as much money because you're dealing with people's health. It isn't just a consumer app. So understand what you're getting into. But as long as you're passionate and you're solving a pain that's, and there's a lot of them in the system,
excellent.
I think it's a wonderful time to be in the space.
Excellent advice.
What I would say is I'd highlight three things. Number one, it's about leadership. Mm-hmm. And making sure you have the right people around the table with you is really important. It's about traction. As we talked about earlier, it's easy to get a pilot. It's hard to get a customer. And then it's about demonstrated value and being able to, as Eric just said, show that your customer is going to be very satisfied on all the dimensions of healthcare in terms of lowering costs, improving care quality, enhancing the experience for patients and caregivers.
Excellent, guys. So how many years have you guys been attending HIMSS? Eric?
Close to 8 or 9.
Wow, excellent.
I'm in double digits.
Yeah, I think this is my 17th year.
So it gets bigger and bigger every year.
It does. So Steve Lieber, the CEO and founder of HIMSS, was my first guest, and we're at 43,000 attendees this year, 1,300 companies.
Wow.
A couple square miles of exhibition space. Certainly an amazing year here. But thank you, guys. I appreciate both of you joining me, and I hope you have a great rest of the conference.
Thanks. Pleasure meeting you. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Man, you've had quite the lineup this afternoon, haven't you?
It keeps coming.
One right after the other. And I know that we had a little background noise during those last two couple of conversations, but that's what it's all about when you're doing a live broadcast,
man. Exactly. No, that's what we want. We want the energy around. We want to see some people hopping, people having fun. This venture forum certainly brings all that together.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.